It is our duty here to express my thanks and to salute the Mujahideen of the resistance and their leaders who, from the very beginning, since the assassination took place, they were working very precisely. And I must salute specifically the heroic Mujahideen who carried out this unique operation right at the heart of the enemy, and I kiss their hands and I kiss their raised foreheads. Now, the conclusion and the stance. Those who love us, I say there's a big difference between saying you want a war. We don't want a war. That's not talk, that's not weak talk. This is our people, our country, our villages, our allies, and no, nobody. The resistance in Lebanon or the resistance in Palestine, no one wants a war, such a war. We were obliged to become a resistance always ready militarily because we had a widespread Israeli aggression. There's a difference. I don't want war. No, we don't want war. But we are not afraid of war. We must differentiate between the two. The Lebanese must differentiate between the two. Even when they take a stance, the Israelis also must understand this very well. We are not afraid of war. We behave in a wise way. We don't want to go to war. No, I'm not ashamed of this. We don't want to go to war, but we're not afraid. But we're not afraid of war. We're not afraid of war. Let me repeat it again until they can memorize them. The Israelis and all those who are listening, listen very well, that we are the men and the Mujahideen, and we are the ones who bring about big victory with God's help and God's will. Number three, and I also hope they listen very well here. Today, after the operation of the martyrs of Quneitra and their response in the Shab'a farms, I want to be clear. We in the Islamic resistance in Lebanon, we are no longer concerned with anything called the rules of engagement. I don't recognize, we don't recognize rules of engagement. That's it. Or in fighting the aggressions. And we no longer recognize dividing up or separating the battlefields. Is that clear? And it's our right. It's our right, our religious, humanitarian, legal right, even according to international law, if anyone wants to discuss with me from the international law perspective, it's our right to confront the aggression, whatever be this aggression at any time, whatever be the form of this aggression, it's our right to confront it at any time, any place, and in any form whatsoever. This issue about I struck you here, you strike me there, that's it, that's gone. That's ended. You struck me here, I strike you there, that's ended. Wherever possible, at any time possible, it's the right of the resistance to respond. At any place, any time, in any form, anywhere. Number four. We heard the Israelis, when they wanted to absorb the Shiba farms operation, they said, okay, that's it. And anyway, he who stands behind this attack will pay the price dearly. Now, some people might understand it as political talk, but allow me here just to look into the details. I understand. Let me tell the Israelis what me and my colleagues, what we understood. We understood that the Israelis are running away from the military confrontation and are searching for those who are responsible, who are the individuals who humiliated Israel on Wednesday in the Shiba farms to assassinate them by an explosive device or by a spy or sending a commandos group to Lebanon like they used to and like they are still doing by the sea or land. This is what we understood. So based upon this, as well, yes, we previously, we used to separate. For example, you ask me, and I pointed out to this before, you asked me what's the difference between the assassination of the Quneitra martyrs and the assassination of Haj Hassan Laqis. We're speaking about the new martyrs. Haj Imad will speak about him in the other occasion. What's the difference? This is a clear military operation which doesn't require any discussion. But on the other hand, it's a security operation which is suspicious. But I swear to God that the Israelis also assassinated Haj Hassan Laqis. Anyway, based upon this, we used to deal with military action as something which requires a response. We decide the time, place, and the form, like what happened previously. However, when we see a security assassination, then we are patient and let us be sure. My message today, from now on, when it comes to any one of Hezbollah's fighters, any youth of Hezbollah's youth, any one of them who is killed in such a manner, we will hold Israel responsible and we'll consider it's our right to respond at any place, any time, and in the way which we find suitable. And war, one day it's for you, one day it's against you. One day your enemy makes achievements, one day you make. I took your time, but I wanted to give the topic what it deserves. This experience of Sunday, January 18 until today, is a very rich experience. It is not an operation and a counter-operation, no. Some commentators, this is not what I said, some commentators said that what took place in the Shibra farms is bigger than a revenge and smaller than a war. That's right, that's a correct description. These past 2 weeks that have, what we have witnessed during this period, the whole region witnessed something which was bigger than a confrontation and less than a war. It requires being studied and looked into, and we also should draw lessons from it politically and also militarily at the moral level. We, at the same time whereby we stress on all these stances I mentioned, at the same time our brothers have also proven that they behave with the appropriate responsibility, the appropriate national responsibility and religious responsibility, and they are not taken by enthusiasm, nor are they taken by their feelings, despite responsibility and the precise responsibility of so I don't need to reassure you more. Anyway, even the martyrs, they are the ones who open the path for us, and they promise us with the decisive victory and with hope. From 1982 until today, we have always concluded our statements by saying the resistance itself is a response, and the martyrs bring about victory. The martyrs brought about victory and will bring about more victories, God willing. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah, speaking there live after the Israeli attack on Quneitra, in which six Hezbollah members as well as an Iranian commander were killed. And of course, we've had that retaliatory attack by Hezbollah also take place against Israel. Sayyid Nasrallah.